Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour 2 of Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. PJ Glasser, Jake Hassan with you. Two more hours still to go. Going to get into some college football talk here over this next hour. We got the quarterfinals set for the playoff. We got a full week of bowl games that we'll dive into, that we'll talk about on the show. Definitely want to talk some baseball with Jake, pick his brains on what he's seen so far in the offseason, talk a couple futures bets potentially as well, but definitely going to continue talking NFL. We got to get into the Sunday slate of games, look at some NFC, AFC playoff futures as well. Jake, let me ask you this, though. I gave you a free ticket to either go to Nashville this week to watch the Saints and the Titans, or to go to Vegas this week to see the Giants and the Raiders. Which game are you going to?
It's probably Nashville. I'm a big Nashville guy. I love that city. I think it's very fun. And at least, like, with Cam Ward and Tyler Shuck, who, like, Cam Ward's played a lot better over the last couple of weeks. Tyler Shuck has actually looked good. Yeah, you can maybe see just, like, some points, at least, and see two quarterbacks kind of go at it, two first-round guys, like, that at least is kind of like, I'm not going to watch the Raiders. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not. I'm way good, and I don't need to see Jackson Dart get his brain scrambled like eggs for the 27th time this year. So I think it's Nashville. I think that game will just be more fun.
I got to look at what the weather forecast is for Nashville, because that's also a big part of this, right? Because Vegas – oh, Jake, they're calling for some rain on Sunday. Low of 32, high of 62. So could be some rain. Yeah, I know, right? Chicago, please. I'll be in shorts and a t-shirt in that kind of weather. Yeah, I don't know. I too love Nashville, but Nashville ain't Vegas. And the fact that it's indoors, I think I'm going to Raiders.
Well, that's why, Pete. I'm trying to protect myself a little bit. I know if I go to Vegas, I need to protect myself a little bit here.
Is Vegas more dangerous for you, though, than Nashville is? I mean,
yes, like 1,000%.
You think so? Okay.
I've done time in both, PJ. I have data points for both. I'm going to tell you right now, Vegas is, for Jake Hassan at least, Vegas is far more dangerous.
Okay.
Although I do suppose that if I went to Vegas, I could hang out with Femi Bebefe, and at least I'd have somebody to reel me back in. But
yeah.
I don't know. Well, based on the data points I have from both city, could get a little weird in Vegas.
Because as we know, I mean, like Vegas, there's definitely a lot more things to do and definitely a lot more things to get you into trouble. But like everything really doesn't start until the sun goes down, right? Whereas in Nashville, I mean, they're playing music at these bars, Jake, at like 10, 11 a.m. in the morning. Like, you know, you can get after it.
Oh, I know they are.
They, like, to me, that's the best part of Nashville is you go out, you have some breakfast, you walk over to Broadway, and then you got, like, the next Taylor Swift playing some bangers. And I'm like, this is fantastic. Like, there's just, it's awesome. So both are great cities. Can't go really wrong with either destination. I think I'd rather choose the Raiders. I would not bet either game. I cannot stand the Tennessee Titans, Jake. Every time I bet on that team, they never cover. And every time I don't bet on that team, they cover. Every single time. I can't stand them. Raiders Giants is a complete stay away for me. If I had to bet it, I actually think the Raiders probably win that game. I don't know why. I just feel like the Giants are getting the number one pick in the draft this year. Like I get that feeling that like they're going to get the number one pick, and that's what that game is really for. Both teams are 2-13. So the loser has the inside track, and they're certainly in the driver's seat to get the one seed. I feel like the Giants are going to lose, Jake. So if I had to take it, I'd probably bet the Raiders.
More power to you for even wanting to subject your eyeballs to this game at all. Not that you have to, you could just bet it and forget it. But I don't want to pick a side between Giants and Raiders. Like, if you could tell me who is going to be playing quarterback for the full game for the Giants, maybe I'd lean that way. I mean, let's have this conversation, PJ. If the Giants do end up with the number one overall pick, or even let's call it a top five pick where they might have a go at one of these other top tier quarterbacks in the draft, whether that's Dante Moore or whoever, are they going to go quarterback, or do they like, or do you go like offensive line and you try to keep Dart from scrambling his brains even more?
No, I would actually trade Dart and I'd get assets for him and then draft my quarterback. Jake, I don't think Dart's going to survive in this league with the way that he plays. Now maybe you hire the new coach that you hire comes in and can change the way that he goes about it. And that's definitely possible. I think part of what has made Dart as successful as he's been so far in the NFL, though, is his legs. So you have to try and find the happy medium of him still running, but protecting himself, and then also beating teams from the pocket. And I just don't know if he's going to be able to do that. So, like, if the Giants get the number one pick, they got a bunch of different options. But I think you have to trade that. Whether it's just trading it straight up and getting all these picks, whether it's trading it with Dart and assets so that you can get your quarterback again and then you get some more draft capital, whatever it may be. But I just can't see a scenario where the Giants just stay pat and draft like Reuben Bain, you know, or they draft like a top offense or whatever it is. Like, you certainly could do that. But I think we all agree the Giants need a bunch of help. So I don't think they would do that. I think they would trade the pick. Do you think there's any chance that they trade Dart, though, and get some other picks along with him? Or do you think that he definitely is their quarterback of the future?
If I would love to say, yeah, they could trade him. But who's picking up the phone dying to make that trade? If we all have these concerns about Jackson Dart and the Giants are so concerned enough that they would trade him in that scenario, I mean, what team is picking up the other end of the phone and going, yeah, that's the guy that we want? Like, maybe you could swindle. Like, maybe the Rams say, all right, we'll take him and we can, you know, get him ready for whenever Stafford's done. Maybe it's a situation like that. Maybe Miami's desperate and they move on from Tua. Maybe it's Arizona, one of those desperate teams that knows they have talent elsewhere on the roster. Or maybe you get a team like Vegas or Kansas City who's like, all right, we'll take him and we'll groom him for the future. And then, because I will say, PJ, the thought of Fernando Mendoza to Malik Nabers, comma, touchdown, looks pretty good, I'm not going to lie. I'm sure that's something we could all get on board with just as football fans.
Are you a Mendoza guy as opposed to a Dante Moore guy? Like, if you were an NFL GM, you could pick any of those quarterbacks. Who would be your guy, your top guy on the board?
This is probably why I wouldn't be a good NFL GM, but I'm worth I'm open to giving it a try if anybody wants to hit my line. God knows I have the time. But maybe I'm a little subject to the recency bias of Mendoza, and like he's so damn likable too. And also, again, recency bias. I love Texas Tech against Oregon, so it's just, maybe that's part of the calculus too. But yeah, I mean, it's I would lean Mendoza, but I'm not exactly the most prominent college football evaluator, so I could be wrong.
You know, Dante Moore has really grown on me. He would actually be the guy that I would take first. I just watch him play, and I just kind of see like there's superstar qualities there. He's accurate. He's got great arm strength. He's an underrated athlete as well. I think Moore would be my guy. I'm not sold quite yet on Mendoza. He does make some really good throws that are going to translate to the NFL. But I think Moore would be the guy if I was an NFL GM. But we'll see what ends up happening this year in the draft. What's also kind of cool, Jake, is that, and I heard Todd McShay talking about this on his podcast, but if Oregon beats Texas Tech, regardless of who wins Bama and Indiana, it's kind of cool that we're going to get like all those guys, Simpson, Mendoza, Moore, like they could all end up kind of playing each other a little bit, which could be really cool. So we'll see how that plays out in the college football playoff. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Some of the big games coming up, though, on Sunday, Jake, I am really interested by the Seattle-Carolina game. Seahawks are a 7-point favorite on the road against the Panthers. Panthers have been unbelievable this year as a home underdog. They're 5-1 straight up. Their latest win against Tampa. However, in 2 years under Mike McDonald, Seattle has only lost on the road 2 times. That's it. Only 2 losses. Ooh. Earlier on in the show, you were talking about what a letdown spot it was for the Bears coming up against the Niners this week. I mean, is it not a letdown spot for Seattle after that win against the Rams? That comeback, they got the Niners potentially on deck for first place in the NFC for the division title. Like, Jake, I mean, this is everything you could want, man. Sandwich spot, look ahead, letdown. I mean, these are all the kind of sandwiches that I live for. I don't know, man. I kind of been liking Carolina plus the 7. I don't know if they win. They've just been so good at home this year, and they've been so good as a dog, getting all those kinds of points. And, you know, with potentially Seattle not being on their A game, if I think I could see myself Sunday having Panthers plus 7 in pocket.
You read my mind, PJ. The sandwich spot, the letdown spot, like this all just screams Carolina to me. I think at 7, while it's at minus 105, that's going to be a bet for me in lightning bets. And I'm a little tempted by that money line. I'm not going to lie to you. Plus 280 on the money line is looking awfully, awfully juicy. And I think I might have to take a piece of that as well. But the 7 has to be a bet for me. Like you said, Carolina at home all year long. These are just spots where they show up and they play close games or they win outright. And Seattle, how, PJ, it's December 23rd and nobody has a firm opinion on what Sam Darnold is yet. Ask anybody, me personally, even, I don't know what to make of this dude. I don't know what to do with Sam Darnold when it comes to, do I trust him to win a game or when even a game that they're supposed to win like this? But then last week happens, and then it's just this weird stuff with Sam Darnold. Like, it's almost like Bo Nix, but on steroids. And granted, Sam Darnold's been around longer. And so like, we've been doing this with him for years, but I still don't know what to do with him. And for me, I give Carolina a ton of credit and how they've evolved and grown up over the course of the year. 7 for me is going to be a lightning bet for sure. And like I said, maybe a little sprinkle on that money line too.
Ooh, I don't hate it at all. I don't hate it. I definitely think I'll be there with you on the 7 with Carolina. Feels just too good to pass up. Very excited for that game. Should be a fun one. And then the other marquee game from Sunday, Jake, is the Bills and the Eagles. Bills actually opened up as a 3-point favorite. Now they're down to a 2-point favorite. Total in the game is 43.5. it just like feels way too easy with Buffalo. Like the fact that they're only a 2-point favorite feels way too easy, right? I mean, with the way that the Eagles have looked, like, are we all of a sudden convinced that their offense is okay after playing the Raiders and the Commanders? Like, do we think it's all of a sudden good? The Bills have the second best pass defense in the NFL. Their run defense isn't great. Have you watched the Eagles try and run the football this year? Like, Saquon's not himself. The offensive line can't block. I know Philly's defense is really good. I don't know, Jake. That's a spooky line to me. Bills feels too easy.
Oh, spooky spot.
Spooky spot. I think the Eagles in a teaser are probably the way to go, to be honest with you, at +8. Because the Eagles really don't get blown out too much. You know, even when they lose, like, their defense is good enough to keep them in games. I think it's going to be close. So Eagles +8, I feel like, is the play. Tease them up. I don't know, Jake. Like, when it opened at 3, I thought it would go to 3.5, maybe even 4. I didn't think the next move would be down to 2.5, 2. So the fact it's gone the other way has me thinking, what do these people know that I do? It's giving me very similar vibes to, like, the Broncos-Jags line from last week. I looked at that, and I was like, Broncos are only favored by 3? That doesn't it feel like they should be higher? Jags went outright. So I think the Eagles might win this game, although I don't really want to bet them to win this game.
I think you're right. Like, it just feels so easy to go Buffalo, especially after they kind of had a scare last week against Cleveland. And granted, Josh Allen was out of that game for a little bit, being evaluated for injury. It happens, whatever. But Cleveland's defense is really good. And I think for me, the biggest point, this is going really well. Gee, can't imagine why I'm about to be unemployed. But I'm just like, I think that when I look at the Eagles, you made the right point of, are we really going to give them all this credit for beating up on the Raiders and the Commanders? I'm not. I don't want to, because me and you were talking about in a break also, their kicker can't hit a field goal. Like, I don't know. That doesn't inspire a ton of confidence in me in a short spread game. So I think Buffalo going back home, coming off a disappointing game against Cleveland, I like Buffalo. Inside of 3, I'm going to lay the 2.5.
I mean, I guess the Eagles are, you know, fighting for positional seeding. They could still get the 2. They've already won the East. It's just like, and the Bills, I mean, they're trying to win that division. They're trying to get, you know, the 5 seed at worst in the AFC. Weird to me. Bills are only -2 against the Eagles. We'll wrap up any other games that we like on Sunday, week 17 in the NFL, and then talk some college football playoff here on BetSwiss.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So, Jake, we got some people listening to the show, and we appreciate everybody tuning in because we got some good information on the Bills and Eagles game because we were talking about how that line felt a little low. Buffalo only favored by 2. They opened at 3. Eagles, it looks like, are going to have Lane Johnson back. They're great offensive linemen. Jalen Carter is going to be back as well. And Nick Sirianni is really good as a road underdog historically. And the Bills, as we know, has been extremely inconsistent this year. You know, I mean, they lost to the Patriots at home as a big favorite. They lost on the road to the Dolphins. They almost lost to the Browns last week, 1-3. Josh Allen also got his ankle twisted in that game a little bit. So I think I'm just going to play the Eagles in a teaser, +8 against Buffalo, and call it a day. I do expect that game to be close, though, and would not be surprised at all if the Eagles end up beating the Bills. Any other games on Sunday that we didn't go over? Week 17 in the NFL. Maybe you have a lean, you have a thought, bet, anything else that you like?
I was going to say, I do think I'm going to have a bet on a game. We touched on it very briefly when we were having our Nashville and Vegas discussion, but I kind of like the over in that Saints and Titans game just because 39 seems a little low for these two quarterbacks who have at least been playing better/decently. I'm with you, PJ. I am somebody that on my show on 670 The Score Early Odds has been saying I need to stop touching the stove with the Tennessee Titans because repeatedly this year I've been like, oh, well, they're catching 14. Got to do it. It's too big. And then they just get absolutely mopped and it looks terrible. But for the total, I think with these two quarterbacks, like I said, Ward been playing better the last couple of weeks. Shuck looks actually good. That's one where I'm like, okay, 39.5 feels a little too low there. Even though it is going to be a little bit rainy and a little bit chilly, I think they should be able to air it out because it's also two terrible defenses.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's fair. Again, I want to kind of see what the weather situation is like there in Nashville, but with the way that Shuck has been playing, Cam Ward continues to get better much of as the weeks go by. I think I could get behind you there on an over. I don't think there's any other Sunday games that initially jump out to me that I would bet. I think Miami.
What, you don't want to talk about Cardinals Bengals, PJ? Come on.
So you know what's funny, Jake? I'm actually left in one of my survivor pools. It's two strikes. So you get two strikes, but I'm one of seven people that only have one strike left, and I'm actually going with the Bengals this week. That's my pick.
Oh, God.
I definitely think I'll be on Arizona +7 this week for hedging purposes. We're definitely going to need the Bengals to win. The team that the Bengals smoked this past week is the Dolphins. I think I kind of like them, +5.5 against the Bucs. So the Bengals were just a 3.5-point favorite on the road against the Dolphins. And now the Bucs are laying 5.5 on the road against the Dolphins. Like, do we think this current version of the Bucs is that much better than Cincinnati? Their offense certainly isn't. Maybe their defense is, but the Bucs have been broken. We all saw this coming. I mean, when they were 5-1 to start the year, they were winning every game by the skin of their teeth. It wasn't sustainable. Now it's caught up with them. They have to win this game to try and keep their playoff hopes alive, because if they lose and Carolina somehow upsets Seattle, Carolina wins the division and the Bucs are out of the playoffs. So it's a must-win game for Tampa. I think the Dolphins, after getting humiliated last week, giving up all those points, people are kind of done with them. I think they bounce back, though, and they play well this week. I just think 5.5 is too many. So I'm leaning towards Tampa. This is not a Bucks team that I want to lay more than 6 points with on the road. I thought last week against the Panthers was the spot to back the Bucks. And when they lost that game, that taught me a lot about Tampa. I'm done betting this team, especially as a favorite, especially a 5.5 on the road. So I could see myself betting Miami. That would be a lean for me, especially if we get to 6 somehow. I'll be on the Dolphins.
You are a very brave man for wanting to sign up for the Quinn Ewers experience, and I give you a lot of credit for that. But you're right about Tampa. I've been out on this team for weeks because it felt like for so long, you mentioned the 5-1 start. It felt like for about 5 weeks after that, too, we were still giving them a ton of credit for that early season stretch where the numbers just, whether it was the week-to-week spread or the season numbers, just weren't matching up with the play on the field, and that's all come crashing down and become very prevalent, especially these last couple of weeks. I can't get there with the Dolphins. I give you credit. I'm way good, but I certainly see where you're coming from here. And do you think it's over for Todd Bowles? Are we finally going to get like the next era of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Like, how badly are they kicking themselves right now, sitting here with Todd Bowles, and meanwhile Liam Cohen's down the road doing what he's doing? Like, Tampa's got to be absolutely just kicking themselves, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, even Canales, right, the guy in their own division,
yeah,
I mean, he might beat him out to win that NFC South. So they've had two good offensive coordinators the last couple of years. Certainly, Cohen looks like he's the real deal. Bowles is an interesting one. I think there's definitely a chance. If they don't win that division, wouldn't be surprised if Tampa ends up moving on. It kind of feels like another guy. Maybe it's run its course there with the Bucs. From the Miami Dolphins, though, Jake, to the Miami Hurricanes, I want to talk some college football playoff with you. And we'll start with the Cotton Bowl on Friday. It's New Year's Eve, which I think is on like a Wednesday. December 31st, 7:30 p.m. out in Dallas. Ohio State, 9.5-point favorite right now on BetMGM against Miami. The total in the game is 42.5. So what are your initial thoughts here on Ohio State and Miami?
I know it's a big spread, PJ. I love Ohio State. I'm laying it. I don't care. How do you, after coming off that Miami game against A&M, how are they scoring? How are they, against this Ohio State defense, you barely scored against A&M, and now you expect me to believe that you can keep up with Ohio State's defense? I know we have our concerns about the Ohio State offense, and now Ryan Day is going to be calling plays because it's the annual Ryan Day wants to be at the front of things here and start calling the plays, whatever. But I don't see how Miami scores in this game and on this defense. I'm fine laying the 9.5. Maybe I'm overthinking and it should just be a Miami team total under or something in that vein instead. But I think Ohio State's got this in the bag.
So I'm glad you bring up the Miami team total under. Kate and I were talking about that yesterday. It's right now, it's 16.5. The under is juiced to -135. Jake, do you want to take a guess at how many times an opponent has scored more than 17 points against Ohio State this year?
Oof. One.
How about zero?
Damn it!
Not a single team has scored more than 17 points against Miami. And now I'm supposed to believe that an Ohio State team off of a loss with multiple weeks to prepare going up against Carson Beck is going to give up more than 17 points. I can't see it. Miami's a super talented team. They arguably have a top 10 pick on both lines of scrimmage. Reuben Bain on defense. They're a terrific offensive lineman. Malachi Toney's an electric wide receiver. I like their running back, Mark Fletcher, a lot. Carson Beck's just got to make plays in this game. He's got to. And I don't trust him to against that. Like, it's just that simple. I do not trust him to make plays against this Ohio State defense. That was also my takeaway from the A&M game, you know, is, Jake, like, that was the big story, man, for me in round one. I mean, we knew Oregon was going to win. We knew Ole Miss was going to win. But in the other games, Bama, Oklahoma, and A&M, Miami, where we didn't know who was going to win, both of those games, we knew either team could go either way. The big story was which quarterback made the big mistake. In Oklahoma, Bama, it was John Mateer with the pick six. And in A&M, Miami, it was Marcel Reed. He fumbled inside the Miami 25, and then he had the interception to end the game in the end zone. Ty Simpson didn't have a turnover. Carson Beck didn't have a turnover. And it's that simple. That's why those teams won. So Miami, I mean, look, it's very simple. Like, this isn't, you know, some crazy theory. They got to force turnovers and they have to take care of the football. The problem is they're just, Ohio State's defense is so good. And Carson Beck is going to have to make plays through the air. And I mean, look, the only team to beat Ohio State this year had the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, right? And they had a terrific defense. Miami's defense, I think we can all see, is very good. And I think they're going to be able to get stops. I think they're going to be able to maybe hold this Ohio State offense in check for a little bit. Jake, I don't know how they score points, man, in this game. So I'm with you. Maybe it is way too easy with that team total under for Miami when nobody has scored more than 17 points on Ohio State. I don't care. I'm still going to bet it at 16.5. And I would also lean your way at 9.5 as well. I think that loss is going to do a lot of good for Ohio State. That time off is going to do a lot of good for Ohio State. And, you know, Sayan's a really good young quarterback. Losing that game to Indiana, Jake, you know, we talk about this a lot with like Gonzaga when they get to March Madness a lot of years and they don't play anybody in their conference for like 3 months, right? Then they get into a one and done tournament. It's a tie game with 5 minutes to go. And the Zags like haven't gotten any experience playing in those kind of games. And they more often than not lose those type of games. Ohio State, you know, nobody really challenged them all that much this season for four quarters. So to finally kind of get that experience, get some reps, see the things that they did wrong, maybe some things that they did right, I think that's going to help them as they go into the playoffs here. But I don't know if they're going to need it for this game. Because like you, I kind of lean towards laying the 9.5 with the Buckeyes.
I just think that it's that easy. We talked about it with the Bills and the Eagles. Is it just this easy? Sometimes in college football, as opposed to the NFL, it is just that easy. Because we were already talking about Miami potentially fraudulent, even being in the playoff. So I'm just going to go with the best defense. You mentioned a couple times, Carson Beck's got to make the plays. Well, if Carson Beck was capable of making the plays, would he have transferred from Georgia to Miami? Probably not. So here we are.
Here we are. Also, you know, as somebody who picked Ohio State to win the national championship, would be really cool if they won that game. But I'll be betting them to cover as well. So I'm with you. That gets things going on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Day, we get a triple header highlighted by the game. If I take my, you know, fanness aside, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for Oregon and Texas Tech, Jake. I think this game is going to be a banger. The Ducks are a 1.5-point favorite in the Orange Bowl. If you want to just bet them on the money line, they're -125. The total in the game, though, is 52.5. Kind of all expected that we would get this matchup when the bracket came out. We knew JMU probably wasn't going to beat Oregon and Eugene, and it would be Texas Tech versus Oregon. We are here, and I think you alluded to earlier who you like in the game. So who do you like, and why do you like?
PJ, I love Texas Tech in the spot. I am obsessed with the Red Raiders. I'm biased. I have some Texas Tech from a couple weeks ago. I have some, me and Sammy and Joe, we played some Texas Tech over Georgia exactas. We did the vice versa as well. I love Tech, and I love them even more as dogs in this spot. If they were favored, I'd be a little nervous. But I love that it continues to be the, oh, well, the Big 12 can't possibly have a good football team. Oh, well, the Big 12, this is a fraudulent team. Oh, well, Oregon's from the Big 10, one of the top conferences, and oh, they have Dante Moore. Okay, well, it obviously has to be Oregon. I know it's a short spread. It's basically a pick. I love Tech as dogs. I love the money line. I love the 1.5. You, PJ, because think of it this way. I think you have two insane coaches on each side of this game. We know Dan Lanning is a maniac. Joe McGuire is an insane person, too. And so you know that it's up on the bulletin boards. It's up on the whiteboards. Like, they still don't believe in us. We're the #4 overall seed, and they still don't think we're going to win this game. They still think that we don't deserve to be here. And you know bulletin board material has been up ever since this matchup was done. ever since this matchup was set. So I love Texas Tech. I love that defense, especially now that Baron Morton's been healthy for a couple weeks straight. Love the offense. Love their head coach. Give me the Red Raiders. I think they went outright.
Can I get your best Red Raiders?
Oh, buddy, my guns are up. It's all West Texas, PJ Glasser. It is all West Texas. It always has been. Guns up. Let's go, Red Raiders.
I just have the image in my head of Lee Corso like shooting off. I think it was.
Oh yeah,
he was doing the Oklahoma though. I think they were playing Texas Tech. Maybe he was doing it with Texas Tech too. But I always have that image in my head. I too like Texas Tech. I think the play I like more so in the game though is the under at 52.5. I think it's too many points going up against that Texas Tech defense. I think Oregon's defense too. The way that you attack Oregon's defense, the only team that beat him this year was Indiana with Mendoza and some of those throws he can make on the outside. JMU was able to gash Oregon with some plays against their secondary as well. The way that you attack Oregon is through the air, and I don't know if Morton's going to be able to do that consistently enough. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I just think 52.5 is too high. So, like that under. Talk a little bit more about the side, and then we'll get to the Rose Bowl, Bama, Indiana, and then the Sugar, Ole Miss, and Georgia. More Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser, Jake Kassan, we come back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
PJ Glasser, Jake Kassan, welcome back. Bet Sweats, final segment here of hour two. We're rolling through the college football playoff, and we're breaking down the Orange Bowl out in Miami on New Year's Day. Oregon, the 5 seed against the 4 seed, Texas Tech. That'll kick off noon Eastern time. Ducks are a 1.5-point favorite, -125 on the money line. Texas Tech +1.5 at -105 and +105 on the money line. Total in the game is 52.5. And Jake, before we went to break, I was talking about How I like the under in the game at 52.5. Look, this Texas Tech defense, I think people that don't watch college football as closely, right, but maybe they start paying attention at the end of the year, certainly when they get to the playoffs, they hear a lot of people talk about how good this Texas Tech defense is. Jake, I think because they play in the Big 12, there's the stigma that, oh, like, yeah, they're good, but they didn't really play anybody, so, like, they're not really, like, that good. Folks, like, Texas Tech's the real deal. That defensive line might be the best in the country. Their linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez, might be the best in the country. They are great. What I love, Jake, what I love about Texas Tech is the fact that when their quarterback, Barry Morton, has played this season, they have covered every spread and obviously have won every game. And they haven't won a game by fewer than 22 points. And going through an entire college football season, like, for them to have no letdowns, no duds, like, no game where they're just squeaking out a 7-point win, 3-point win, even just winning the game by 10. For them to dominate every game like that, super impressive. So I like this team. Again, Morton's going to have to make some plays. They're going to need to try and run the ball well with Cameron Dickey. But, Jake, look, I mean, all of these games, you know, anytime you get to playoff football, it's always going to be about turnovers. Dante Moore does scare me, though, because, again, I think he is the best quarterback in the country. I think he's playing at an extremely high level. I think there are some things that the Ducks do defensively that can give Texas Tech some fits, which is why I like the under. But I'm with you, man. I like this Texas Tech team. Joey McGuire is a really good coach. They are the blueprint for how you build a team in this NIL era, right? So many of these teams, Jake, they throw a boatload of money at the quarterback position and all these shiny wide receivers, and they try to get these great running backs. Texas Tech went and got themselves a defensive line. They got themselves a defense, an offensive line. They brought in some complementary skill position players. They have a quarterback that's been there, worked his way up through the system as a senior. Like, they did it the right way. And I think they've kind of shown teams how they should go about it in the NIL era. So we have a rare success story of a team that used a lot of money and it actually worked out for them. They are absolutely here to stay. They're going to be a team that I think we see in this playoff for a lot of years here to come. And I think they start putting people on notice with that game against Oregon. Jake, I too like Texas Tech plus 105.
Let's go. Let's go, PJ. I just, for all the reasons that you said, it's not the fact that they ran the table in the Big 12. It's not the fact that they won their first Big 12 championship in however many years. It's the way they were beating these teams, too. Because anytime you ask somebody in hashtag gambling Twitter, or whether it's a guest that was on the Better Angle, and I always lead with when we're talking to a college football guest, do you believe, like everybody else, that the Big 12 is fraudulent, and as such, Texas Tech is fraudulent? And most times, like, yeah, I just don't know if they have what it takes to keep up with these SEC Big Ten teams. But the fact of the matter is, Texas Tech shoved these teams in a locker. These weren't win by the skin of your teeth. These weren't come from behind, last second wins. These were, we are going to shove you in a locker for four straight quarters, and you're never even going to have a chance. Hell, PJ, they did to BYU twice, including in the conference championship game, just from start to finish, belt to ass. And it wasn't even particularly close, and that's why I think that we continue to undervalue and underappreciate this Texas Tech team. And I think you're right. I think you're going to see more teams do this. This is the blueprint. God, I hope that Brett Bielema and the Illinois ADs and everybody in charge are paying attention, because you're never going to out-recruit Ohio State, and you're not going to out-recruit Indiana at this point of the game. Open those checkbooks, people. Let's go. I've seen the new buildings that are on campus in Champaign. I know the money is there. Let's go.
I mean, they beat BYU 29-7 and 34-7 this year. They went to Kansas State, beat them 43-20. They beat Utah in Salt Lake City 34-10. And they beat Houston on the road 35-11 as well. So those have been some of the highlight wins for Texas Tech. Their only loss was 26-22 to Arizona State, when again, their quarterback Barry Morton did not play. But Jake, they've only given up more than 20 points two times this season. That defense is the real deal. And I think that they beat Oregon. Can't wait for that game. Can't wait for the Rose Bowl as well on New Year's Day. Alabama and Indiana. The Hoosiers are a 7-point favorite. Total in the game is 48.5. Jake, what do we like here between Indiana and Alabama?
No. You go first, PJ. This is your time. This is Alabama fan, PJ Glasser. Don't go to me first. The people don't care what Illinois fan Jake Hassan has to say about this game. It's a 7-point spread. Your boys look good. I was on Oklahoma, but Ty Simpson, that was the most locked in we've seen him in weeks. He didn't look like the scared little boy like he did in the SEC championship game. You tell me, PJ Glasser, what do we like in the game?
What do you think I'm going to like in the game? Do you think I'm betting Indiana? Do you think I'm betting Indiana or Alabama, if you had to guess?
I think you are definitely taking the points. I think you think Indiana wins, but you're definitely taking 7 with the Tide.
Damn, Jake, you're spot on. I do. Yeah. That is exactly what I think. I think 7's too many. I think Indiana probably pulls out a close win. I will tell you this, though. Me and my buddies have been waiting for this game for 2 years. We've been waiting. And it's not because we don't think Indiana's any good. It's not because we don't respect Cignetti. And it's not because we don't think that they can't beat us. It's just because we want to see Indiana go up against an SEC power. Right? Like, we've seen them against Ohio State. We saw them against Notre Dame. We've seen them against Oregon. But I want to see them against like a big brand SEC team in the playoff with everything on the line. You're a favorite. All the pressure is on you. And I want to see how they react in a game like this. Jake, to throw out some numbers for you, Kellen DeBoer in his career against ranked opponents, 20-5 straight up. As an underdog, Kellen DeBoer, 10-4 straight up. He's normally very good in these spots. So for that, I like the number at 7. I think it's too many points. I also think from a matchup standpoint, it's a really good one for Alabama. Historically, Jake, even going back to the Saban era, they've kind of just always struggled with mobile quarterbacks, you know? But when they play against pocket passers like Mendoza, that tends to play in their favor. People that watch that Bama-Oklahoma game, a lot of Oklahoma's explosive pass plays were over the middle. Indiana really doesn't like to work the middle of the field all that much. They really liked working the boundaries, and they like working the sidelines. And Mendoza's so good at the back shoulder throws or giving his guys chances on those 50-50 balls. That's where Bama's corners excel. They started to generate a little bit of a pass rush against Oklahoma in that second half. Their offensive line started to hold up a little bit. And Jake, I think what gives me hope with Bama is that they went up against one of the top defenses in Oklahoma. Simpson looked great. Lotsier Brooks was great. Horton made some big catches, but Bernard really didn't do anything. And God forbid if Ryan Williams ever shows up again. I mean, that's just another weapon out there with all that talent that we've seen before. I don't know, man. I like Bama in this spot. I think that second half against Oklahoma was the jolt of confidence that they needed. I think they got some swagger back. All week, they're going to hear that, you know, that Oklahoma win was a good one, but you guys are still fraudulent. Now you're playing Indiana. Now it's going to catch up with you. Now you're going to look like a terrible team. Remember, Bama's upside is that they went on the road and beat Georgia. Okay. If they can do that, then they can beat Indiana on a neutral, especially when all the pressure is on Indiana. Now, what worries me about Indiana is two things. The first is that Cignetti, unbelievably good off of a bye week. Like, you can go back to his days when he was coaching Elon, JMU, here at Indiana. Cignetti is like Andy Reid off of a bye. He normally always wins and always covers. So, but this isn't a normal bye, right? Like, this is one of those weird scenarios where you're getting multiple weeks of prep. So it's kind of different. Something he's got to use to, but nonetheless, you're getting extra time to prepare. Normally very good in those spots. The other thing, Indiana just doesn't beat themselves. And, you know, in a game like this, when you're a 7-point underdog, if you're Alabama, like, you're just going to have to generate extra possessions. Like, it just is what it is. You know, you're going to have to force a fumble. You're going to have to block a kick. You're going to have to get an interception. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to create a turnover against the Hoosiers. And they normally don't throw a lot of interceptions, and they normally don't put the ball on the ground, and they normally don't do a lot of things that teams do to lose games. So that is a concern to me as well. But Jake, I think seven is too many. I think it's too many. I like the fact we're getting a key number. I would sprinkle some plus 200 on the money line because I think Bama can win this game. But the better bet and the bet that I would throw more units on is definitely Alabama plus seven.
I lean towards the seven for sure. I'm definitely interested in the 2-1 on the money line. I just feel like, PJ, we're going to know pretty immediately how this game is going to go, because if Simpson's scared back there and he's running around and he doesn't look comfortable, I think it's going to be a bad time. But if he looks like he did against Oklahoma, especially after he got settled, there's nobody Alabama can't beat, right? Like, if he's going to look like the dude who was in the Heisman conversation in the middle of the year, great. Like, your guys can beat anybody. So I'm definitely interested in the seven, probably a little bit on the 2-1 money line too. For all the reasons that you said, I agree with you almost to a T there. It's just, I've been burned. I feel like every time I've bet on Alabama this year, I've been on the wrong side, just because when I try to go against them, you get the great Ty Simpson. And when you're on him, you get the aggressively mediocre one. And it's infuriating.
Well, then how about you just don't bet Alabama? You could always do that for my sake.
That's also true. That's fair. That's fair.
You could also, I would appreciate that if you wanted to. You know, you don't have to, but it would be cool if you did. But no. Also, Indiana, worth noting that their star defensive lineman, Stephen Daly, freak accident celebrating the Big Ten title game. He's out for the playoffs. Could be a big deal for the Hoosiers. One game left to go, the Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss and Georgia. We'll talk that to kick off hour three.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.